Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us on the board, in New York City. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hope you had a great Tuesday. If not, let me try my best to make it work for you. How about this? Shaka Smart is going to join us in about 20 minutes from now. Yeah, Shaka Smart leading Marquette and first 16, Sweet 16 appearance in more than a decade for him and the school. Shaka Smart joining us in 20 minutes from now. The Dallas Cowboys are in the news for something that didn't happen. Dak Prescott doesn't appear to be on the verge of a contract. Clarence Hill Jr. is going to come through and join us later on in the show. He's been covering the Cowboys since 97. Since he's been covering the Cowboys, yeah, we haven't seen a title. NFL is still adjusting a lot of these rules. Caitlin Clark finally played her last home game at home in front of the fans in Iowa. We got some NFL news, not just on the field when it comes to rules. The NFL is going to be jumping feet first into Christmas, stealing Christmas from the NBA. I know we just told you that Shaka Smart is going to join us in 20 minutes. Dusty May, who we spoke to last week, right before Florida Atlantic went out there and played this past Thursday, Dusty May introduced today as the new head coach of Michigan basketball, replacing Juwan Howard. Hey, Hickey, if I believe one thing, I don't think Dusty May is going to try to beat up assistant coaches like Juwan Howard did, right?
Or opposing coaches, too. No, I don't think you got to worry about that. So that's positive for Big Ten coaches around the conference now.
If Dusty May does swing at anybody, we got to make sure he comes and joins this show first, right?
Oh, exclusive.
Yeah. Shout-outs to Dusty May. Congratulations. I don't know what the hell is going to happen down at Florida Atlantic. He was talking some big stuff, but that's what he was supposed to do, right? I'm asking him about the support. He's supported. Now he got a whole lot more support. Financial support, donor support, fan support. Congratulations to Dusty May heading on up to Michigan. If you want to holler at me throughout the course of the show, it's real simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. If you utilize the internet, you can find me there as well. I am at JR Sport Brief. Any place where you have an internet connection. It's X and Facebook and Instagram and whatever the heck they call all of this stuff right now. Hickey, I asked you a question already. Typically, I ask you how you're doing first. A little different this go around. How the hell you doing? You good?
I am good. I am good. I thought for a second when you were going to bring up Dusty May, I thought you were going to go Dusty May, Mark Pope. Last week did not go great for the coaches that came on the show in terms of wins and losses, but we definitely will not tell Shaka that. Or this week we're going to change the mojo.
Uh-oh. So you mean because Shaka Smart is joining us in 15 minutes, you saying that I'm bad juju out
here?
I'm
not saying you. I just think the trend – oh, that was last week. That's in the past. But the trend last week was not great.
Right.
This week we're going to change it going forward here. Started with Jonas Adu yesterday. Now we're going to keep the good vibes going with Shaka Smart today and get them two wins this week.
Yeah, man. Well, you're good. You're the good luck charm around here, right? Isn't that you?
Me? No.
No?
Well, I like to think so, but unfortunately my predictions say otherwise. So.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't matter what you predict. It's just your essence and your being.
I try to bring some good energy, so that's what we'll bring.
No, I appreciate that. Shaka Smart coming up in about 15 minutes, and he's going to bring the good energy himself. I know he's real excited about what he's been able to do with Marquette. I know he's real excited to be back in the Sweet 16. I know he's real excited to be doing this with his home state. I remember, like most people, being exposed to Shaka Smart when he was going on that Final Four run with VCU. And at the time, I was spending a whole hell of a lot of time down in Richmond. And, of course, it was real sad to see him leave the VCU Rams. But now we see he is on to bigger and better things. And our VCU Rams, they are just well. There's a big old well reaction today in the world of sports. And thank you to everybody tuned in on the Free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, CBSSportsRadio.com, SiriusXM 158, and a smart speaker. There was a massive there was a massive groan today when the NFL owners continued their, I don't want to say evil meetings. It feels like evil meetings. You get a bunch of NFL owners together, sit them in a conference room, you give them grapes, strawberries, and somebody's eating a steak. Maybe they're doing other things after the meetings are done, but that's none of my business. They get together and they change rules up. Yesterday, talking about some of these NFL rule changes. No more hip drop tackle. It's done. Can't grab a guy by the waist, can't drag him to the floor, can't fall on his legs, cannot bring him to the ground. Well, today, the NFL continued adjusting some of their rules. And this time, I feel they adjusted something that was actually worth adjusting. The NFL decided to alter the kickoff. Take a listen to when the news broke earlier this afternoon, maybe around lunchtime, matter of fact, depending on where the hell you live. This is courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
Upon that breaking news from the NFL, the owners have voted and spoken to approve the new hybrid kickoff rule. That's the latest from our NFL insider, Jonathan Jones, today. Reports that three teams actually voted against it, the Raiders, Packers, and the Niners. The new kickoff resembles the XFL format. If you've seen that before, the kick will still come from the 35-yard line, but the other 10 players will line up on the opponent's 40. The receiving team will have at least seven in the nearby setup zone with the max of two returners and a landing zone between the goal line and the 20.
Let me break it down for the people in the back. If you haven't watched an XFL game, join the club. You're not alone. I haven't seen an XFL game since, I don't know, 20 years, okay? I haven't seen no XFL game since Vince McMahon did it the first time because I got no interest. If I want some highlights, I can watch He Hate Me on YouTube, okay? That's first of all. One thing that I am familiar with is the kickoff because it was bandied about. Here's some facts. The XFL, thinking about their version of the kickoff, it had a 90% return rate. If you think about an NFL game, which I'm sure you've watched over the past God knows how long, the NFL has basically eliminated the kickoff, quote unquote, in lieu of safety. We need safety, so no kickoff. And for the life of me, I've tried to understand for the past decade plus why the hell are they even kicking the ball off? I mean, they might as well just plant the ball at the 30, the 35, at the 20, wherever the hell you want to start the offense, and just keep it moving. And so the NFL, I actually agree with the rule change. And if you need a mental visual, because that man described it in a very CBS News-ish way, think about it this way. The kicker, he's going to be at the same damn spot by himself at the 35-yard line. All the other players, they're going to be all the way down closer to the return guys. They might as well be maybe a 5-10-yard gap between the kicking team and the returning team. And so it's going to look like, I don't want to say a glorified punt, but think about the punter going back, except for he's kicking off. And then you got two return guys who are designated to return. You know, nobody can go back there and whoop ass until the ball hits the ground or one of the two return guys get it. And there you have it. That is your new kickoff. The return team is not lined up with the kicker, the kicking team is not lined up with the kicker. They're all the way much closer to the return team. And so we're not going to have the high speed, high contact collisions. Let me say this again. Over the past two seasons that the XFL has been back, returned, 90% kickoff rate. Last season, the NFL had 21%, had a 21% kickoff rate. If you just look at the Super Bowl that just took place between the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs, we must have had, 13 kickoffs? You want to know how many were returned? I think none. What's the point of having it? And so I am very much in favor of changing this rule. Kicker, kicking off from the 35-yard line. The other 10 players, they're going to be at the 40-yard line. The return team is going to be about 5 yards away from them. They're going to have the other two return guys between the goal line and the 20-yard line. Nobody besides the kicker and the returner can move until the ball hits the ground or gets to one of the two return guys. And this is what I love. There's no more fair catches. That's it. It's done. If you want to, you know, not get the ball, well, the best option is to have the kicker kick it out of bounds. Because if it goes past the end zone, touchbacks, they end up at the 30-yard line. No more fair catches. And now this is also something worth noting. If it's the end of a game and you want to have an onside kick, you got to let the officials know. There's no more running up to the line and then shuffling the guys to one side and then trying to give you a quick squib kick to get the ball back. You know, typically, you know, everybody, including the opposition, knows when you might attempt an onside kick. So it's never really that much of a surprise unless you happen to be Sean Payton in the Super Bowl. Those might be the one of a few occasions where you just go, well, hey, onside kick, it's no longer hidden. But at least we're going to get back to returns. Ironically, the man who leads the NFL all time in kickoff touchdown returns, it appears that he's going to be signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. His name is Cordarrelle Patterson. He leads the NFL all time with 9 touchdown returns from the kickoff. Josh Cribbs, you might remember him from the Browns. He has 8. Leon Washington also down to 6. Hickey, what do you think about this rule, man? You like it?
I'm with you. I can't wait. I'm excited. I mean, up to this point, you know what the kickoff was? It was just a buffer. If you're at the stadium and you're in the bathroom line, it's an extra 15 seconds that you had to get back to your seat before you miss anything. Or if you're at home getting back on the couch before you miss anything. Now, like, this is the way at least is set up and the way it's advertised. This is going to be, like, one of the most exciting plays of the game.
Oh, it should be.
Right? This is great.
This is what it used to be. Like, for years, I swore they were basically going full tilt towards eliminating the kickoff. That's what they've done. Okay, when they decided to move the kicker up in 2011, move him from the 30 to the 35. You gave him extra 5 yards to put a boot to the ball and just take it down the field. You eliminated the return guy from even saying, I'm going to run the ball back. So I thought for years they were going to get rid of it. I'm glad that they've actually gone in this direction. And it's going to be interesting to see what type of formations that we get. You know, are we looking at a jumbo formation up front? Are we looking at big dudes? Are we looking at small athletic guys? What will the formations look like? It's going to be interesting. And so, lo and behold, the NFL, they've taken something of significance from the XFL. And who would have thought that it would have been a kickoff? You know, I wasn't necessarily a fan of eliminating the hip drop tackle. I understand why the NFL did it. All these safety reasons. They want to keep the game viable. They want to keep the money flowing. Forget the rules and what you grew up with and the violence that you like and love. You're still going to watch the game. And then you're going to complain about the tackles when they happen or the referee calls it or they call it too much. But you're still going to watch. The NFL is doing this just to make money. And at least for this one, the kickoff, it's for entertainment purposes. Because for about 12 years now, the kickoff hasn't mattered. It's nice to know that we're going back and we get something that's worth it. I'll take it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Just getting warmed up, just getting started. The NFL adjusting kickoffs, it's not the only news of the day. The NFL is imposing its will to broadcast on another holiday. The NFL has some news about its opening game in Brazil. Caitlin Clark just had her last game in Iowa. Lajarius Sneed got some new money from the Tennessee Titans. Dak Prescott is looking for some new money. And then I just told you a few minutes ago, Shaka Smart, is he necessarily looking for money? Who isn't looking for money? But Shaka Smart, he is looking for a victory in the next round of the NCAA tournament. Shaka Smart, last year's Coach of the Year, is going to come through and join us as Marquette gets ready to take on North Carolina State. Shaka Smart on the other side. We got some March Madness hoops action on the other side. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. All eyes on him and his team. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. That call you just heard is Marquette closing out on Colorado this past Sunday to move on to the Sweet 16. Thank you so much to Ted Emmerich and Westwood One, all the good folks at the NCAA Radio Network. We're being joined right now by the head coach of the Marquette Golden Eagles. He was the Coach of the Year last year. And I could go on about his accomplishments, but we'd be here forever. It's Shaka Smart. Coach, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
You got it. Great to be here.
No doubt about it. Look, all eyes on you. We learned in that article that you're a big Pac fan. Is that the favorite Pac song? You playing that in the locker room?
No, but that's in my headphones for sure. You know, these young guys, they don't have a full appreciation for Pac and Big, but, you know, those of us that grew up in the 90s do.
And no doubt about it. Shaka Smart is joining us of the Marquette Golden Eagles. Congratulations, that victory over Colorado. We see that you guys are going to be back in action on Friday against North Carolina State. When you look at what your team has been able to accomplish through a lot of the injuries and the adversity, you were real emotional after that victory in Colorado. Why did it kind of well up at that moment?
Just thinking about the way that our guys have hung in there throughout the year. We've been through a lot of challenges, you know, like most teams, and at a lot of different moments, guys could have cracked and given up. Guys could have splintered, but, you know, just really proud of our group for staying together, having belief in one another, and trusting what we do.
Marquette coach Shaka Smart is here with us on CBS Sports Radio. There's been an emphasis throughout the course of the season about how last year ended against Michigan State. Why so? A lot of folks want to look forward. Why have you guys taken a look at what's going on to learn from it?
Well, I'm a history major, so I love learning from the past. And you know, I felt like we were not our best us at the very end of the year last year. We actually won 10 games in a row prior to that Michigan State game. So we had played some really good basketball, including beating UConn in the conference tournament. But in that second-round game against Michigan State, I thought the nerves got the best of us. We weren't as connected as we normally are. We didn't play as well as we normally do on the defensive end, and Michigan State got us.
Well, Coach, when you look at this season, it's presented its own issues, adversity, as you had mentioned, whether it's Tyler Kolick just coming back from that oblique and Sean tearing his ACL and shoulder issues. What have you been able to learn from some of your other players who've had to step up through this adversity?
Well, just about their character. We have really, really high character guys. But as you probably know, in sports, you know, the vulnerability of having high character is really, really knowing deep down that you got some stuff to you too, and you can do it. And so at times we're a little bit like the little engine that could. But I think with each win during the postseason, including our two Big East tournament wins without Tyler, the amount of belief that our guys have had has grown.
Well, Shaka, I got to ask you this. This is something that Marquette hasn't experienced going this deep into the tournament since 2013. I'm a Richmond, Virginia guy. I spent a lot of my life down there. We certainly miss you, by the way. This is something that you haven't experienced since 2012. What makes this feeling different than more than a decade ago with this squad?
Well, you know, when we went to the Final Four at VCU, a lot of people didn't even think we belonged in a tournament. And so, in some ways, we were playing with house money. And it's amazing how things have changed. You know, back then, we would play, you know, whether it was Dick Vitale or Jay Billis or different people picking against our team or doubting our team. Now, these last couple of years, we've been a two seed. So there's been a little bit higher expectations. There's certainly still people that doubt us. But we put way, way less emphasis on what's said on the outside and just try to focus on being the best us.
And Shaka Smart is joining us, head coach of Marquette. You talk about the difference in the coaching and the landscape. How have the players evolved, if any, in a decade? I know it doesn't seem like a long time, but it potentially can. Have you had to alter how you address and coach the players?
Absolutely. I mean, I think back to some of the things that I did when I first started, or some of the things that coaches did back when I played, and you have to adjust. You have to change with the times. I think now more than ever, you have to understand that these players are people first and not robots, and you have to treat them accordingly, including making sure you spend more time than ever with them individually. You know, a lot of times coaches just want to coach their team, tell the team what to do. But these days, man, you better be getting with guys individually and making sure that they're ready to go.
And Shaka Smart is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Now, having said that and understanding how the entire college landscape is changing, what challenges does that present to you to pretty much lead this program?
Well, I think the challenges for all coaches are unique in this day and age. Obviously, you have the transfer portal and – you know, the ability of a player to literally play at five different schools in five different years. You know, for us, we've always been more successful when we have time to develop relationships with guys and time to coach them over multiple years. So I think that, you know, just getting guys that will unpack their bags, put down roots here in Milwaukee at Marquette, really invest in the program and us invest in them, including not necessarily taking a bunch of guys over the top of them each year. I think that's, you know, that's the way we've decided to go about things, and hopefully it'll continue to be successful.
Well, Coach Smart, there's always, especially now with his return of the past couple of games, there's been a lot of attention that's paid on Tyler Kolek, and he comes back and he's 21-11 pretty much this past Sunday. What other players aren't garnering the same amount of attention? Don't get the shine, but certainly deserve it.
Well, Tyler deserves all the shine that he gets, but certainly we've got some other guys that are terrific players in their own right. Oso Iguodaro is our do-it-all big man. He's the most unique point center you'll see in college basketball. He brings the ball up the floor for us. He both sets pick and rolls and comes off of pick and rolls, which is very, very unique. Didn't have his best game against Colorado, but I got a feeling down in Dallas, you know, he's going to be highly motivated and play really, really well. We've got a guy named Stevie Mitchell, who's the most unique energy giver that there is that I've coached. David Joplin's been playing his tail off. He's a Milwaukee native, local kid that signed with us at Texas. And then when we took the job at Marquette, decided to stay home. And then Cam Jones, man, he's just an offensive savant. He's our team's leading scorer, left-handed. The other team knows he wants to get to his left hand, and he still does it. He's a guy that's really fun to watch.
Head coach Shaka Smart of Marquette is joining us. We know that this upcoming Friday, as you mentioned, down in Dallas, it's going to be North Carolina State. It's going to be a chess match between you and Coach Keats. What have you noticed about North Carolina and how they play? Where's the emphasis that you need to kind of de-emphasize?
Well, they got a heck of an inside-outside tandem in Burns and Horn. And Burns, and I said this a couple months ago, well before I ever knew we would play them, is one of my two favorite players outside of our team to watch. I would say him and then Dillingham from Kentucky. If I was just going to turn on the TV and watch basketball, you know, those are the two guys. Just a lot of fun to watch. And then DJ Horn, their do-it-all guard, is playing at a high, high level and playing with incredible confidence. Their team right now is on a heater. They've won seven consecutive games, including five in 5 days in the ACC tournament, beat the likes of North Carolina, Duke, some really, really good teams. So we're going to have to make things more difficult on them than they've been.
Well, Coach Smart, last question for you. You have an opportunity right now to do all of this, and you are doing this in your home state. Talk about the support, not just from the university and the city, but the entire state. I know this has to feel different this second go-around, I should say.
It's great being close. I mean, to be honest with you, the best thing about being close to where I grew up is having my mom around a lot more. You know, when we were in Richmond or we were in Texas, we were a ways away. But, you know, with her living in Madison and us being in Milwaukee, it's a very easy drive. But absolutely, you know, being here at Marquette, it is a basketball crazy place. The support for the program has been terrific, and I love it. I mean, there's no place I would rather be. The alignment for success in basketball is as good as any place I've ever been.
Hey, well, listen, Coach, good luck between now and this Friday, and we'll be checking you out. All the best to you, all right? Thank you for the time.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. All eyes on Shaka Smart and the Marquette Golden Eagles as they get ready to take on North Carolina State this Friday in Dallas. Shaka Smart, last time he went this deep into the tournament, it was with those VCU Rams. We got to go back to 2012. And Marquette, as a school on the basketball side, they haven't been this deep into the tournament since 2013. All the best to Shaka Smart and the Marquette Golden Eagles. He's right. There ain't nothing like being a little bit closer to your family. Nothing like being a little bit closer to mom to go ahead and soak it all in. All the best to Shaka Smart and Marquette. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of playing at home, speaking of playing close to home, last night we had a college athlete who wrapped up their career at home. They're not done yet. They're still playing, but not in front of the home crowd. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. You'll hear from them as well and some of their comments. And I have a feeling that there's going to be a few more games as well. I will explain.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Hey, Mel. Bry here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy! Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm going to get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to Shaka Smart, head coach of the Marquette Golden Eagles. Seems going to be taking on North Carolina State this upcoming Friday. Can't wait to see that. This is going to be the first time that he has been back, at least participating, in the Sweet 16. Since 2012 with VCU, Marquette hasn't been here since 2013. Thank you so much to head coach Shaka Smart for joining us. I really appreciated what he had to say about the best part about playing in your home state, being from Madison and being down in Milwaukee is right down the road. His mom could come check him out and see him. Nothing like that. You got to enjoy it while you can. Hey, Hickey, what I didn't say. I got a great relationship with the people at North Carolina State, man.
Oh,
They're right up the road here. I still get messages from the great folks at North Carolina State, and I love it up there, man. So I didn't want to spill the beans, but I miss him too. He left. I don't blame him for leaving VCU, but I remember he left, and it hurt. And this is just how it is. I mean, when the big schools come a calling, and you got a chance to go home, it's tough to pass up, you know?
Oh, very. But, hey, that one run, right, set them up to a better conference eventually, got him on the map. I mean, that's a memory you'll never forget. So, sad that he's gone. But, hey, right, what do they say? Happy you got a – what is it?
I don't know. Hold on. Let's work this out together. We can find a cliche.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened. I think that's the way it goes.
Isn't that what miserable people say after their relationship ends? That's what friends tell the sad person after the love of their life leaves them.
I thought it'd be the opposite way. Like something good happens and you're sad that it's ending, right? Like if you broke up with a miserable person, it's like, oh, thank God this is over, right?
maybe I'm thinking about it from the being left perspective.
Maybe.
Possibly. Well, Shaka Smart left all of us of Virginia. Hey,
fair.
But good luck with our Marquette. Yeah, he went to Texas, and then he ended up in Marquette for the past two seasons, this being the third. And now he's found success. And so let's see what they can continue to go on and do. Anything that stood out to you from chatting with Shaka Hickey?
I liked his early answer about, like, just the emotion of making it. Like, it is, like, it's not, like, a surprise. Like, he's mentioned, like, they were a two-seed last year, a two-seed again this year. It's not like he's at VCU or at a double-digit seed, and it's like, wow, we're here to win one game, and here we are winning two in the Sweet 16. Like, not that it's expected, right? But it's like, this making the Sweet 16 as a two-seed is not exactly a shock. But just to hear him talk about his emotions and why it means so much and it's special, it's cool to hear, because, like, it is, I feel like sometimes it's easy to be like, oh, yeah, well, that should happen. Doesn't mean that it's not hard. Doesn't mean it's not emotional. Doesn't mean you don't have your own doubts about it. And so I like that answer.
Yeah, nah, he's down to business. I mean, you can tell he's locked in and he's honed in on North Carolina State. And we got to see what happens down in Dallas at the end of the week. Thank you again. That's a head coach of Marquette, Shaka Smart, for joining us. If you missed the interview, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app. AUDACY. The phone number here at CBS Sports Radio, it's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Shaka Smart. Well, he's coaching at home, right? That's not going to change. He ain't leaving Marquette anytime soon. I can't see that happening. Last night, while I was here on air, we had an individual who was playing at home. It just so happened to be that a tournament game was at her home damn arena. I'm talking about Caitlin Clark in Iowa. They barely beat West Virginia 64-54. Had to go on a run towards the end of the game. Caitlin Clark, what else is new? 32 points. She broke another record, single season all-time scoring record of Kelsey Plum. Hickey, am I gonna get yelled at for that? No, right?
Plum.
Called about a name. 1,013 points. 1,109. Caitlin Clark, 1,113. Kelsey Plum, 1,109. And so what the hell else is there for Caitlin Clark to do besides just walk away and be a champion and win a champion? There's nothing else for her to do. Matter of fact, she talked about the victory last night, and she said there's nothing like, you know, playing at home, because playing at home helped get them over the hump to win. Listen.
I've always been one to play to the crowd. Like, that's just who I am. Like, that's what I kind of do. And an entertainer in a way. Like, I always want to get them going. And I thought our crowd was tremendous tonight. They really willed us to this victory.
Hey, Hickey, while that game was going on and we were here on air, my brother, he messaged me. He's just like, man, it's not fair that she's playing at home. And I told him, I said, man, it's not fair her playing against anybody. Like, she grew up... She grew up playing against guys. Like, she's just busting everybody's ass. It don't matter who, what, when, and where.
I like that. That's a good one. It's not fair she's playing against anyone. She is that good. She is that good.
It's going to be fun to see, you know, what she does at the next level. That's what we're all waiting on. I know the WNBA season gets started in the summertime, so we're not going to have to wait long before she gets selected number one overall by the Fever. But her head coach, Lisa Bluter, she talked about Caitlin Clark, and she says, you know what? It doesn't matter what gets said, what goes on. Caitlin Clark just gets to it.
I appreciate how she has handled this. I think her crown is heavy. And, I mean, she has been the face of women's basketball, and you can even say men's basketball, all year long. And for her to do that every single night and really never have a bad night, to do that with seeing the best defense that she can get every single night, everybody doing different things to her, pulling off being a great teammate, not having people be jealous of her on this team, filming a commercial one day, being in practice fully ready to go the next day, that has impressed me. And I guess I'm just more appreciative of what these young ladies are going through today as far as social media and the haters out there.
I like the, oh, forget everything that she just said. I loved that she went further than saying she is the face of women's college basketball. She said the men's game too. Yes, she is. Caitlin Clark is the face of college basketball. Today, this moment, this second, for the past several months, for the past season. Damn it, we can go back to the end of last year. Caitlin Clark is the face of college basketball. How about this? I'll take it a step further. I would say, Hickey, tell me if I'm wrong. I think outside of Caleb Williams, and maybe further than him, I think Caitlin Clark might be the face of college athletics over the past year. What do you think?
I'm just trying to rack my brain. Yeah, I mean, Caleb Williams, right, is polarizing and a star for different reasons. Other than him, I mean, there's no one else that cuts through men's basketball, women's basketball, gymnastics, soccer, lacrosse, baseball, softball, and no one else cuts through. It's real. It's really not even close if you think about it.
She's in State Farm commercials all over the country.
That's insane.
I know that. And I don't really watch television outside of what I see on sports. Maybe I'm missing something. I hear a lot of talk about Caleb Williams. She's making more money than him when it comes to marketability. I swear, if we got down to Q rating, Caitlin Clark would be on a higher elevation than him. Like, is he in commercials? I know we're pulling up on the draft, so you probably will see him all over the damn place. But he doesn't have the profile, the commercial appeal that she does. Or am I missing commercials? What am I doing?
In college football season, he did the Dr. Pepper Fansville national
yes,
commercial.
Did.
But
you're
that
right.
Also ended right once college football ended. I've not seen that commercial since. So I haven't seen him, unless I missed it, I haven't seen him in another commercial since then.
Congratulations to her. You know what I had to pause and think for a moment. I don't think it's going to end. Like, it's going to be nice to follow her in the WNBA and see how much further she can take her game. Is Caitlin Clark going to be the best player in the WNBA? And I'm not saying on day one, I have no idea. I don't think so. But when she gets her feet wet, is she going to be one of the best players? I think she'll automatically be one of the best when she gets there. You know, the other women will try to knock her around and put her on their ass and let her know that, hey, what you did in college doesn't have anything to do with here. That's going to be a definite. But is she going to dominate? Like, that's the question that I think a lot of folks want to see an answer to. I want to know what Caitlin Clark does on the next level, because she has been toying with these other women. And if I have to think about the college element, yeah, there are players. You know, Juju Watkins of USC, not getting as much attention as Caitlin Clark because she's pretty new to the scene. Look, we don't know what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks. We don't know who's going to walk away with the national championship. Caitlin Clark may drag her team. Let's see what happens. Hell, we might even get a matchup, a rematch, before we get to the final with LSU. Tell me that people wouldn't be itching and scratching to see that. It'd be the most anticipated game since last year in the final. LSU, Iowa out there. Caitlin Clark isn't looking that damn far ahead, though. Next game is Colorado. Saturday, Albany. Caitlin Clark talked about how just even the round that they just won was difficult. Listen to this.
To me, this is like one of the hardest rounds in the NCAA tournament. Everybody's really good. You're expected to win. You're on your home court. We have all the pressure in the world. They have absolutely nothing to lose to come in here and upset us. And, you know, that happened my sophomore year. Last year, we were in a game that was even closer than this one.
Yeah, well, they were able to blow the living hell out of Holy Cross, 91-65. Just beat West Virginia 64-54. That was a close one. And now coming up next, Colorado. I want to see Caitlin Clark get that title on the way out the door. Hey, please, go ahead. Sign me up for it. I'm on the Caitlin Clark bandwagon. I want to see her destroy everybody. 32 points last night. She just makes this look too easy. Too easy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of too easy, we'll talk about this later in the show. How the hell this happened here in Atlanta last night, I have no idea. The Hawks down 30 points, end up beating the Celtics 120 to 118. DeAndre Hunter having a knockdown of three. The Celtics are going to play the Hawks again in a couple of days. I have a feeling it's going to go the other direction. But we'll talk about that later on in the show. When we come back from break, we'll talk some more NFL. We have some news when it comes down to Dak Prescott. We also have some news when it comes down to LeJarius Sneed. And then we also have some news when it comes down to the NFL and its trade deadline. The NFL is just dominating everything. This is March Madness. NFL is even trying to take over Christmas. We'll talk about that later in the show as well. NFL just can't let nobody have nothing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll let you have a break, and I'll be back on the other side, so don't move.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.